My friends in Christ, the image of Christ you see on the cover of today's bulletin, it's a close-up from one of those stained glass windows up there in the east nave of the cathedral. The image of Christ doesn't look much like a king as he stands there in the garden receiving Judas's kiss of betrayal. He is vulnerable and utterly defenseless. If this is a king, it is a king like no other. Christ is represented six times in those windows over there in the east nave, and in none of them does he look anything like a king. Just a word about those windows. Nearly 30 years ago now, when we were preparing to renovate the cathedral, a noted stained glass artist by the name of Hans von Stockhausen came all the way from Germany to create those windows. At the time, they were only about half as long as they are now, and they were mostly hidden behind a very ornate altarpiece. You could barely see them. Von Stockhausen spent a week here, looking around the cathedral, and taking in the life of the cathedral. At the end of the week, he said to me, "I know what we should do to complete those windows. We should tell the parable of the Last Judgment from the 25th chapter of Matthew's Gospel." You know that parable well. You just heard it in today's Gospel. "Come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom, because I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty and you gave me drink. Imprisoned and you visited me, naked and you clothed me." A powerful parable, to be sure, but I wondered why the artist was so certain that it was that particular story that should be told in the new stained glass. His answer was quick in coming. "I have sat in the cathedral for a week," he told me, "and I have walked around these grounds. And what I have seen here day after day is people doing those very things, feeding the hungry, visiting the sick, welcoming the stranger." I was very moved. In only a few days, he had discovered the heartbeat of St. James Cathedral. He had discovered the holiness of this place. He had discovered you and those who have gone before you. My friends, this is the feast of Christ the King. Did it seem a little strange to hear that particular gospel passage about feeding the poor and clothing the naked? Why not something a little more grand, a little more regal? And the answer, of course, is that the King is not who we might think. The King was betrayed by a trusted friend, taken prisoner, mocked and scourged and nailed to a cross. The King was despised by almost everyone, weak, silent, defenseless. The King was a laughingstock, and it's no different now. The King, the Christ, is still a laughingstock, still an object of scorn. Why? Well, because he doesn't look like a king, and he doesn't act like a king. The King, the Christ, as we heard in the parable, is poor and hungry and thirsty and naked and in prison and all alone. The King, the Christ, is, in the words of Dr. Martin Luther King, the least, the lost, and the last. The very ones Jesus identifies himself with in that parable when he says, "For as often as you did it for one of these least of my brothers and sisters, you did it for me." And we are to do the same as Jesus did. Not just reach out to them in loving service, certainly that, but to actually identify with them, to see ourselves as related to them, as our brothers and sisters. Just as Jesus cared more about his kinship with them than he ever cared about his kingship, so should we. My friends in Christ, as you well know, this is not my gospel. It's not some left-wing socialist manifesto. It's the Christian gospel. the only gospel we have. Sometime I hope you will take time to study those glorious windows in the East Nave, inspired by today's gospel, inspired by you and parishioners who have gone before you. Study them you must. It's not just enough to glance at them and see their beautiful colors. They certainly are beautiful from a distance as you glance that way. But they are more than just colorful decorations. They are gospels in glass, meant to be read, meant to be studied, meant to be lived. And if you do study them, you will see the King there, the Christ. You will see him betrayed in the garden, crowned with thorns, thirsting from the cross, and so much more. And don't stop there. Read the very words from today's gospel that are etched into those windows above and below each of the representations of Christ. I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was hungry, and you did not give me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was thirsty, and you did not give me drink. And on and on. Read those words, and then ask the questions the artist hoped you would ask when you saw those windows. These questions. Where is the hungry Christ now? Where is the thirsty Christ now? Where is the lonely and abandoned Christ now? My friends, as you know, he is no longer in the Garden of Gethsemane. He is no longer climbing the lonely road to Calvary. He is here in our midst, and we must find him and serve him right here.